Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's a couple other things happening tonight locally. The Miami Heat play their first group stage game in the NBA Cup. First night of NBA Cup action. Second year that they're doing this tournament. They're in Detroit tonight to face the Pistons coming off a victory. No Jimmy Butler tonight. He'll miss his second straight game.
People excited about the NBA Cup?
I think so. I think there's more interest in it. And look, for all the people, I was preparing my stuff for preheat tonight. I'm going to do like a quick refresher on the in-season tournament. Here's how I ended it. For those of you who argue there's no interest in this tournament, the numbers say otherwise. According to The Athletic, last year's championship game between the Lakers, remember Lakers, Pacers, was the most watched non-Christmas NBA game during the regular season on any network in 6 years, with 5.6 million at a peak viewership number. So people watched the final, man. I think people got into it at the end.
Garbage. Make up something.
Doesn't make sense.
It didn't sell me either, Solana. Maybe tweak it before you get on the air. It didn't work on me.
Doesn't make sense to me, though. Everybody's hating on the NBA Cup. Oh, first of all, it's a regular season game, so it's just...
I'm not hating on it. I was just curious if people were excited about it.
I know you're not, but there's a lot of people who are like, oh, stupid, this is a dumb idea. Everybody's biggest gripe with the NBA is that the regular season is meaningless, that the Miami Heat showed you that you can be an 8 seed and go to the NBA Finals, so what's the point of watching regular season basketball before Christmas, before the trade deadline? And the NBA is giving these players an incentive to actually try for regular season games, but then people complain about it. Make it make sense to me.
Because it's not working, though. Jimmy Butler's not playing. Embiid's questionable, isn't he? Like, it's like the thought. I'm with you. The thought of it is great, but I'm not necessarily certain that it's moving the needle on getting players to play.
Yeah. Let's call it, let's give them some candy canes or, a Subway sandwich if they win on a Wednesday night next week.
I would do mashups like with food. Like I would make it more interesting in a pop culture slant, the winner of tonight's game, it's a regular season game. The winner of tonight's game gets free Chili's for life. And I know that sounds silly for millionaires. Everybody wants to be able to go into a restaurant and eat for free for the rest of their life. You have Chili's logos on the court, and this is just, remember in bowling, I don't know if they do it anymore, fifth frame used to be the beer frame. And so that fifth frame, while it was just another frame, whoever won the fifth frame, the loser of that frame had to buy the beers. Make the game tonight. It's the Chili's game. It's the Applebee's game. It's the Flanagan's game. Just make it cutesy.
How about whatever city the team's in, the celebrity has to get 5 minutes on the court. So like Khaled has to play in Miami, Meek Mills has to play for the 76ers.
How about this? Whoever wins tonight's game can take anyone on the opposing team and put them on the injured list for 1 week. But there's three players you can protect, so they can't take your superstars. But yeah, win tonight's game and you get to knock someone off their team for another week.
Now we're talking.
No,
yeah, just make it exciting.
We're
make
not talking. What are you guys talking about? No, we're not
You're
talking.
Telling me.
We're just trying
You're
to help out your
somebody.
Your beloved regular season.
I'm all for
listen,
it.
We listen to your. We listen to the soliloquy you wrote tonight. It's not going to work. It's not. You're on a pathway to 210 electoral votes. We're trying to help you at the end here.
You're telling me 5.6 million views was only a game in fuss since Christmas. That listen, right. Solana. Spo has to get DJ Khaled 5 minutes on the court in a real NBA game.
Or make it for the fans. That'd if they win tonight, the fans in Detroit tonight, if Detroit wins, every single fan gets a $100 gift card at Little Caesars.
Ooh.
So now you're really playing for the fans who are there. And then it comes back to Miami and every single fan in attendance. Remember, Jimmy, when you wanted to give everybody slabs of ribs?
You know it.
Well, now I see the light, Jimmy. You actually had a good idea. We may have torched it for it back then, but now I see the light.
I like that.
All right, come on, let's finish up these headlines because I've got a lot of ideas I want to get.
Right, yeah. Blame me. Blame me for that. Whatever the hell just happened there, blame me. Okay. The Florida Panthers. I can't wait to hear what you think a way to improve regular season hockey is going to be.
That regular season is perfect.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Everybody plays. Nobody bitches. I mean, it's a whole different story.
The Panthers host the Devils tonight. That'll be at 7:30 p.m., a later puck drop than usual, 7:30 p.m. tonight. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
You're telling me you wouldn't find it interesting if there was a Chili's logo at center court and every player and every fan, whoever won that game, gets free Chili's for life?
Every fan.
Every fan. How much could that be?
Millions.
Because aren't they giving, like, whoever wins the tournament, every player gets $1 million?
$517,000.
I mean, how much could it be for every fan?
For life, Hawk?
Yeah, like 20,000 people to get Chili's for life.
Every game, though. You're talking every game during the in-season tournament.
No, each game is something different. So tonight's the Chili's game. The next night's the Applebee's game. You get the businesses to fight over that night. I'd watch that.
That'd be a lot of money, Hawk.
Or maybe it's not Chili's for life. Maybe it's Awesome Blossoms for life.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, and center for court life. Is a big awesome blossom?
You're telling me.
First of all, it's circular. It makes sense.
I take Chaz. He's 4. They have to give Awesome Blossoms for the next 80, 90 years of his life?
But how many could you eat? In all honesty, if Chaz eats, I don't know, 60 or 70 Awesome Blossoms by the time he's 30, he's not lasting very long. Look at any actuary. There's no chance that you can last very long if you're eating that many Awesome Blossoms.
I think we need to work this one out a little bit. Uh-huh.
I feel like I nailed it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.